biotech company hopes results from a clinical trial it plans to run in Auckland could ultimately reduce the need for MIQ and limit vaccine wastage around the world. Auckland-based Pictor Limited is seeking 300 volunteers for a trial of its COVID-19 IgG antibody test, which can determine whether someone has a COVID spike protein, indicating they've been vaccinated or that they've had both the spike, or whether they have both the spike and nucleocapsid proteins, which indicates they've previously been infected with COVID. Pictor already offers a diagnostic platform that can identify multiple diseases from a single small blood sample. It developed its COVID antibody test with funding from the government's COVID Innovation Acceleration Fund. The company says the test could be used to identify people at the border who are less of a risk and might not need 14 days isolation. It could also give a much clearer idea of someone's immunity to COVID, valuable information for governments looking to roll out booster vaccine programs. Pictor's US-based consulting chief medical officer is Tad Lazarus. Tad, thank you for your time. Welcome to 9 to Noon.
Thank you. Kia ora, Catherine. I hope I said that somewhat correctly.
You did it really well, kia ora, and welcome. Let's talk a little about this existing test, please, which allows you to diagnose. Is this going to be adapted to become COVID-specific? How does it work?
Well, this is a very exciting platform. The progenitor for it, ELISA, was developed 50 years ago. And it has had nice evolution over the 50 years, but this is really a departure. It allows multiple diseases and or multiple infectious agents to be diagnosed simultaneously on one plate, so to speak, in a 96-well format. And in the case of COVID-19, as you elegantly said, it is diagnosing simultaneously both the spike antibody of the class of immunoglobulin G and the nucleocapsid. And this is very important work on many different levels. In the vaccine world, we are submitting another clinical trial to Gavi, the Global Vaccine Coalition. And as you know, it's critically important for the developing world that I think at this point is really at best 3% in terms of vaccination to be able to know how to most effectively give out the vaccine around the world. Specifically, do we need for shots that are a series of two and people who have been infected and have come out of it, do they need to have the two? Is one going to be sufficient? So one of the incredibly important aspects of what we've developed at Pictor is a ability to both have an exquisite sensitivity and specificity using external international standards. We wanted at first hoping to get at 95% or above, and in specificity and sensitivity, we've gotten to 100% in each. And that means that we can, with extraordinary diagnostic acumen, know exactly what's been transpiring in a patient. And in these, to assist the global vaccine endeavors.
So 95% would mean that your results would be, your sensitivity and specificity results would be accurate in 95 out of 100 cases. You're saying you've achieved that in 100 out of 100 cases. In this world of sort of regulated or scientific validation, who's done yours?
Yes, we have used National Institute for Biological Standards and Controls in England. They are the same folk that create many, if not most, of the standards and controls that are actually used by the World Health Organization.
Does the test happen? Is this a saliva test?
It's not. It's a blood test, and it's uses a small amount of blood, and it takes about an hour all told to do 96 specimens. Of course, more than 96 can be done at any one time if you sort of daisy chain these tiny devices. The plates are coated with antibodies that react to the antibodies that are there, antibodies, so to speak. And the there is a temperature development step and a reading step, and then advanced software does the magic in about 2 minutes. I think another area that you and all of us around the world are looking at is this whole issue. And of course, in the United States, we've been having, you must have heard some to and fro this week with our Food and Drug Administration, is who needs a booster and when. Originally, it was thought that we would have a rollout for people 65 and older, at least 6 months after their second shot, and or people who are immunosuppressed or immunocompromised. Different studies have come out from around the world, for example, recently in Israel, comparing a million people studied 6 months after their second Pfizer versus their second Moderna. I won't go into that because I think that you are a Pfizer country, so I don't want to sort of set up any kind of synthetic one shot is better than another. But we do know that individual immune systems, dependent on age, sex, health status overall, mean that people will have a variable antibody development of protective antibodies. And that's why it's so important to personalize people's future, to know what they need and when to best serve them.
So this is them. This could be part, ultimately, of personalized medicine in the likelihood, well, the inevitability that this disease becomes endemic, and we are perhaps annually managing it with vaccinations. Are you saying your test has the ability to be part of a personalized medicine schedule?
I couldn't agree with your use of that word more. And that's really what needs to go on into the future, especially as people will be middle-aged. They will have a series of vaccinations over time. We'll learn more through our test, for example, the PCR COVID-19 antibody multiplex assay, and the body of knowledge that we gain, especially early now with our clinical trials, will help make this a truly personalised endeavour going forward.
Well, let's come to those. Can we just, as you tell us about the Auckland trial, please, can we just explain also what your connection with New Zealand is and the involvement of the New Zealand government funding is? Just briefly, how did that connection happen?
Yes, we were very lucky to receive funds that acted as incubator funds to get us to where we are today, and they made a very valuable contribution. And the study that we're launching, the Herikorenga study, also the Freedom, known as the Freedom Study, is the fruit of that investment.
And who do you want and who do they need to be in order to take part in the clinical trial?
Well, we are looking for people around the Auckland area. However, we are looking for all folk who are known to have had an infection or vaccination or both, or who have not been infected or have not been vaccinated. We're looking for a variety of folk, and of course, we wish to take in all ethnicity, background, gender, etc. The test ultimately is going to help determine a risk score. So it'll be a combination of what you get from our test, getting the nucleocapsid and spike results, combined with what you get from the PCR. And an algorithm is what we've created to what we call the PCTOR risk score. And this is to help manage people. So for example, as you brought up, people who are in quarantine, and to shorten that amount of time or to make early decisions or better decisions based on this kind of diagnostic fact about who should be in quarantine.
Very briefly, Ted, how does anyone interested get in touch?
Thank you. We're located, of course, in Auckland, and we will be having a general announcement through our public and private governmental partners when we're kicking off. But look for us online at PICTOR.
Thank you, Ted Lazarus, who is the US-based consulting chief medical officer for PICTOR. This trial, PICTOR Limited, seeking 300 volunteers for its COVID-19 antibody test. It sounds like the invitation is forthcoming.